Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 81. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 49. 72 tomorrow. Bright sunshine. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A statement has been released by officials after the intruder response at Garden City Community College. First responders were brought to the Saffel Library on campus, and the campus was immediately placed on lockdown. Employees and students follow procedures to shelter in place or evacuate. The college's police department, along with the city's police department, were joined by the Finney County Sheriff's Office, Kansas Highway Patrol, Finney County Emergency Management, the Garden City Fire Department, and EMS, along with state and federal partners, who also responded accordingly. Schools and daycares in the surrounding area were placed in a lockdown out of an abundance of caution. Counseling services will be available for those in need inside the Spruce Street Technical Center, the north end of the welding facility. These services will be available for the subsequent days. Kansas Mid-American Network News. Normal business operations will resume on campus at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Egg Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do. Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rusty F40, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325, plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in, 0% APR financing on select new Ford for up to 36 months, $2,778 payment per month for 1,000 finance, interest accrues from purchase date, offers cannot be combined, expires 10/31/23.
The Wallace County Sheriff's Office has been reporting that deputies are making more arrests and rescuing more than 20 victims from three recent cases of human trafficking with the help of a new law. Wallace County Sheriff Marshall Unruh spoke more with 12 News.
The vans that we stop, they typically only seat 7 or 8 people. And when 12, 13 people get out of that van and they open the rear compartment of that van and people start crawling out of the luggage compartment, you know there's something wrong.
He also added that they have increased their enforcement on Highway 40, and Fort Wallace Museum has become a frequent stopper for people in these situations, and so they have also increased their enforcement there too, along with the staff at the museum. In other news, Leavenworth PD is investigating the suspicious death of a 1-year-old who died in a hospital with many injuries. Police have launched this investigation after the toddler's death on Wednesday night after officers received a call to respond to the Woodland Village Apartments. The type of injuries have not been revealed.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and 2 chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Fromm Bar has been added to the Nebraska Holiday Tourism Passport and is the only Hastings stop there. And they're looking to grow downtown, in the words of Amanda Hoffman and Courtney Davis, the co-owners of the Fromm Bar.
We really enjoy being downtown. I really like coffee. Amanda also owns another business downtown, a boutique. So we love downtown Hastings.
And small businesses.
And regulars love the business, including this one, a college student, who said she's been coming to the Fromm Bar for 3 years.
I really love the atmosphere. It's super cozy, and it just helps me get a lot done.
A Grand Island man is now behind bars after he's accused of assaulting a man with a weapon. Titus Corey, age 22, is being charged with second-degree assault after a disturbance at an apartment complex after he struck a 25-year-old family member in the head with a firearm.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights Elementary was recently awarded a recognition of merit. Heidi Staples and Justine DeBoer commented.
There's 1,305 high school, middle school, and elementary schools in the state of Kansas, 1,305, and they only selected four. And to be one of the four is pretty special. This is the second time that we won this award. You have to take a gap of 5 years. You win it, and you can't win it again for 5 years. And we've won it for the second time in basically 6 years.
They recognized the impact on the Valley Heights community.
It really does take a village for something like this to take place. It's the parents, the grandparents, the businesses, just coming together with the staff, the teachers, administration to make something special like this happen. So, again, we're just so blessed here.
In mid-November, Mr. Staples and I will travel to Washington, D.C. to accept this award on behalf of our staff. And we truly wish we could take each staff member and community member with us and student, but we are honored that we'll get to represent them and share that award with them when we get back.
Titus Staples and Justine DeBoer will be guests on our KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10. They express the pride not only for current students and staff, but the larger community as well.
You know, what's kind of neat to me is just to hear from the alumni and the people that have gone to school here and what this means to them, too, the school succeeding and having success, not just athletically, but academically. And so, you know, it's kind of neat to see. It's kind of a reward for all of the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Kansas Department of Transportation began replacement of the Mill Creek Bridge about 8 miles south of Randolph on U.S. 77 this week. Initial work consisting of a shoe-fly detour to carry traffic around the existing bridge. That's expected to be completed by early December. Traffic then shifting to the detour while demolition and reconstruction take place. Traffic impacts expected to be minimal. Speeds will be reduced to 50 miles per hour through the work zone for the duration of the project, which will be complete by April. King Construction of Heston is contractor on the $2.25 million project. Washington County Fair Board will hold its annual meeting Monday evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host an employment roundtable Tuesday, focusing on retention and recruitment. The roundtable discussion with local employers will explore the topics. Deb Oldie with North Central Regional Planning Commission will moderate the discussion. Three panelists will share their insights and ideas touching on how to become a place where people want to work, recruiting and staffing tactics that resonate with particular generations, and what we as a community can do to enhance our reputation as a great place to live, work, and play. The hour-long meeting Tuesday begins 8 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville and is open to anyone from the area interested, free of charge. Kansas Department of Transportation is concluding a series of 9 local consult meetings held every 2 years to discuss regional transportation project priorities. They'll wrap up with a virtual meeting for anyone who's not been able to attend. That is Tuesday, October 24th, 5 until 6:30 p.m. Those who attend will have an opportunity to share the region's transportation priorities. Those with concerns at the Hanover and Beatty junctions on U.S. 36 are particularly urged to make their voices heard regarding those intersections. The Zoom meeting is Tuesday evening, beginning at 5. Contact the Kansas Department of Transportation for pre-registration information. Nancy G. Smith, age 85, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away October 12th. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Nancy Smith. Francis A. Vering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away September 21st. A funeral mass is planned Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private interment in the church cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Francis Vering. Reverend Jerome E. Jack Ulmer, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Reverend Jack Ulmer. Raul Delmar of Marysville passed away, and a memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the shelter on the Blue River Rail Trail, north of inline construction. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Raul Raleigh Delmar. Ivan Butch Berger, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Butch Berger.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
The Sonic 2-for-7 deal lets you choose from the Sonic Cheeseburger, Chicken Sandwich, or Footlong Chili Cheese Coney. Any two for $7. So you can mix and match deliciously melty Sonic Cheeseburger and a crispy chicken sandwich with the perfect amount of pickles. Or you can pair that Brioche Tops Chicken Sandwich with the Footlong Chili Cheese Coney you've been craving. Either way, you'll get two mouthwatering Sonic items for one great price. It might be the greatest pairing since cherry and limeade. Sonic 2-for-7 deal. Tax not included. See menu for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures looking to run well above average for this afternoon. Typically this time of year, we expect middle 60s for high temperatures. And instead, looking at lower 80s for high temperatures by this afternoon with ample amounts of sunshine as high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern. As we head into tonight, still clear and quiet there with overnight lows into the upper 40s. Not quite as warm on Saturday, but still expecting ample amounts of sunshine. This comes as a weak cold frontal boundary works in from the northwest late tonight into early on Saturday morning. We'll ease back to some lower 70s for highs there on Saturday, and upper 60s for highs into the day on Sunday. A weak upper-level disturbance could touch off a few very isolated showers by Sunday afternoon. Monday, a dry forecast, but a better chance for rain Tuesday through next Thursday as a developing storm system approaches from the west. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-October 67, record high on this date 93, the average low 42, and the record low 21. Sunrise this morning 7:42, sunset this evening at 6:42.
Does a mild October mean a harsh winter? We will take a look at what old-time weather wisdom has to say on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 20th, the 293rd day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle was born on this day. Can weather lore tell us what the upcoming winter will be like? Most old-time wisdom makes an association between a mild October and a harsh winter. A warm October, a cold February, goes one proverb. Another says, when leaves fall early, fall and winter will be mild. When leaves fall late, winter will be hard and wild. And there is some good reasoning behind those axioms. An entrenched pattern will eventually be followed by contrasting conditions. And as macro weather situations are slow to change, it's no wonder that one seems to lead the other. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local long-range forecast at almanac.com.
Russ Dieters with Seneca Furniture is celebrating 34 years of business, and the anniversary savings are yours through Saturday. There's mattress sale specials, including Sealy. Other name brands include Ashley and Lazy Boy. Register for prizes. Enjoy refreshments Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 2, at two locations of Seneca Furniture, celebrating their 34th year in business.
Hi everybody, my name is Bethany. Twin Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team.
Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We can really use your help.
Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and a retirement package.
Apply for a full-time or part-time position at Greenleaf or Beatty locations,
or online at twinvalleyfriends.com/jobopenings.
Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We love to have you.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Chiefs have traded for their former wide receiver as he spent the beginning of the season with the New York Jets. Mecole Hardman Jr. will be heading back to the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that drafted him. The Jets are receiving the compensation as a 2025 sixth-round pick, as Mecole Hardman was coupled with a 2025 seventh-round pick, as the Chiefs have mostly struggled at wide receiver this year. Their leader at the position in catches and yards is the rookie second-round draft pick, Rashee Rice. This gives the Chiefs largely the same wide receiver core that they had last year, with the exception of Juju Smith-Schuster. After missing 8 games with the Chiefs last year due to injuries, Hardman signed with the Jets for a 1-year $4 million contract and has only played in 28 offensive snaps with only one reception through 5 games for the New York squad. And after Week 5, the Jets informed Hardman that they would either trade him or release him. They traded him.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Not as much as we talked about that the other day. I think the best teams are the ones where there's competition, but there's also separation between maybe 5 and 6. And we don't have that yet.
That is KU men's basketball head coach Bill Self talking about who his potential fifth starter could be. He also mentioned that he could play any of the 4 perimeter guys that he sees, being that they all have different talents and skills. K-State men's basketball head coach Jerome Tang spoke about how much success his team had before and why.
I'll tell you this. I believe that we found winners. We had 10 state championships on our team last year. And guys who had won, they'd won the last game in their career at some point in time. And then I have a staff that loves me and, like, really loves the guys. And they were willing to be honest with me when we weren't going in the right direction or something needed to be changed. And when you get people who are transparent with each other and operate out of motive of love, you can accomplish anything.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football action. It's senior night as Marysville entertains Clay Center live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, it's senior night for Hanover hosting Frankfort live on FM 95.5. Senior night for Valley Heights hosting Smith Center in district play. Axtell is home to Donovan West, Washington County at Rock Hills, Lynn at Blue Valley, Centralia's at Pleasant Ridge. Again, our broadcast features Friday, Marysville hosting Clay Center, and Hanover home to Frankfort.
Our Friday night featured game of the week on FM 95.5 pits the 5-2 Frankfort Wildcats against the 4-3 Hanover Wildcats on senior night. With home field advantage on the line in a highly anticipated district matchup, Frankfort is looking to bounce back.
Yeah, it'd be nice to host a home playoff game for sure. And our focus is, 100% on Hanover and trying to find a way to perform better than they did last week.
While Hanover is looking to continue the momentum they've built last week.
Thought our kids responded well again to a couple turnovers and some penalties. Feel like, offensively, we're definitely probably playing just as good now as we have at any point this year.
The Kansas Kickoff Show gets us started at 6 p.m. while pregame coverage starts around 6:40 live on FM 95.5 at KNDYRadio.com and in the KNDY FM mobile app. Your home for high school football on Friday nights is KNDY.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech in a Big 12 showdown. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
On Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Fall through early winter is bulb planting season, but is it really a bulb you're planting? Could be a corm, tuber, or rhizome. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Tulips, hyacinths, and daffodils are just a few of the true bulbs. These bundles of energy have a pointed top and flat base where the roots develop. Inside the bulb is the stem, flower bud, and layers of compressed leaves. Plant these 2 to 3 times their height deep with the flat side down. Crocus and gladiolas are the most popular of the corms. These have a flat bottom where roots develop and one or more growing points on top. Plant crocus in fall and glads in spring with a flat side down and growing points up. Peonies and bearded iris are grown from rhizomes. These thick sections of stems have growing points on one side. Plant these horizontally in the soil with the flattened portion down. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
As pioneers of European descent moved westward, once large spaces that many Native American nations once called home were reduced in size. And with those changes came tensions that sometimes erupted. That was the case here in southwestern Minnesota, and I visit with a man who traces his heritage to those ancestors who resided here. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, But after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked. And that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The original homelands of the Dakota stretched from the southern shores of Hudson Bay to Wisconsin, down to northern Iowa, and the eastern part of the Dakotas. When contact first occurred, they were centered around Mille Lacs Lake, which is 75 miles north of the Twin Cities. Over time, a growing United States began to encroach on those lands.
After the United States becomes its own sovereign, they then pick up and continue the process of making treaties, usually concerning land and resources between the two sovereign nations, which in our case would be the Dakota people.
John Robertson shares the story from the Lower Sioux Historical Site near Morton, Minnesota.
In 1848, of course, Minnesota becomes its own territory. The territory needs to acquire so much population, so much capital, before it can become a state. So that led to an influx of immigrants that then created a demand for the land.
Treaties began to reduce the reserved lands for the Dakota. Initially, their land was designated as 10 miles either side of the Minnesota River in this part of the state. But a new treaty in 1858 moved the Dakota into a yet smaller portion of land, just providing for a 10-mile strip south of the river. On August 17, 1862, tensions came to a head.
We have a flashpoint. Four young Dakota men that were out hunting in the old part of the reservation and encountered an immigrant family and ended up in a conflict with them, and there were four or five people that ended up being killed.
It was the beginning of what is often referred to as the Dakota War. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Morton, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Hunting opportunities for game birds such as pheasant and quail are diminishing. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Building a game bird preserve on your land could be a lucrative business as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's getting harder and harder to find public hunting grounds. This is leading to an increased interest in private hunting preserves, and landowners are taking notice. Dan Burden is a value-added ag program coordinator with Iowa State University Extension. He's also written a guide for game bird preserve business development. He says the best candidates for this type of venture are those who enjoy people, dogs, the outdoors, and have a strong background in bird hunting. It's common to take cropland out of production and designate the area as a preserve, but Burden says to remember that the habitat you create is about cover for birds and dogs.
The very simplest thing would be to just plant it to switchgrass or something, but what's way better is to manage the property for wildlife with shelter belts, cover plantings, and food plots. That's going to give you very nice, varied terrain to hunt.
The game birds can be raised on your farm, but Burden says most preserve owners buy them from regional or national suppliers. Before you open the gates, decide how many people you will allow in a hunting party at any given time. Hold safety briefings and check certificates for hunter safety training. Growing your business depends on selling memberships and renewals. Burden says one tip for success is to cater more to the hunter's dogs than the hunters themselves.
There are people that their dogs' well-being is an afterthought. So good preserve operators will have water out in the field, like kitty wading pools, or they'll have large pails of water out in the field just to make sure the dogs stay hydrated. So your good preserve operators that are going to get clients early in the year and late in the year are going to really cater to the needs of the dog owner.
Find Game Bird Preserves in your state at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Beatrice Health and Rehab encourages women to have a plan for early detection of breast cancer. It is essential, as one out of eight women will be diagnosed with the disease. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just three blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
The historic Central Branch Railroad at Waterville will feature a ghost ride Sunday, October 22nd. Leaving from the Waterville caboose at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Games, scary stories, spooks, and you can enjoy tacos in a bag or roast your own s'mores. Call for reservations 785-562-8803 for Sandy Harding. $15 for adults, Kids 3 through 12 are $7 under 2 or free. Central Branch Railroad Ghost Ride, Sunday evening, October 22nd.
Crop insurance. An Arkansas farmer shares his experience today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Yesterday, we talked about the rising trend in severe weather events, the resulting damage to the ag sector, and the impact on insurance coverage for those events. Most farmers who buy crop insurance hope they never have to make a claim. Those who do have a loss, like rice farmer Tim Ralston of Atkins, Arkansas, are grateful for the coverage. He was following a flood in 2019.
They called it a 500-year flood, so hopefully I'm not likely to see another one. We had a lot of rice planted, and some of it got damaged during the flood. Some of it was small enough that it recovered, and we were able to salvage a rice crop out of it.
Ralston and other producers know that crop insurance payouts aren't the same as a decent market return for a good crop.
Crop insurance kind of provides a safety net to where you know what the minimum return is going to be. And if you can live with that minimum return, then you know you can survive and go forward even if you do have a crop loss. You know, it was devastating as it was, but without it, it'd have been catastrophic.
The federal farm bill is often criticized for certain subsidies it provides farmers. Discounted crop insurance is one of those. It keeps Mother Nature from wiping out farmers, which in turn could end up wiping out a few of us. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, many hog producers especially remember just a few years ago of China's hog herd being devastated by the African swine fever. And United States producers are working to make sure that it doesn't reach American soil here anytime soon. As big part of that effort is through the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service with U.S. Department of Agriculture, which just this month it came out with their new revised ASF response plan. And Dr. Anna Forseth, the Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council, says that the Red Book is a guidance document for the ASF at the national level that states often refer to, which helps with some of the expectations, and says that the Red Book covers a lot of different issues.
From sample collection and testing to how to implement a control zone if an infected premises is identified. It talks about quarantine and movement controls, touches on depopulation and disposal, as well as feral swine management and how we would go about recovering from the disease and the outbreak and gain ourselves back the status of free from ASF.
She goes on to say that they continue to identify ASF vectors and what they can do to prevent any introduction with those primaries, including feed, meat, and the people.
I think we've identified the potential routes of introduction, and now that we've identified those, are really focusing on the mitigation. So when it comes to people or products, maybe more so than the feed side, we know that we've got a tremendous resource in the Bugle Brigade. And another would be the work that's being done by Wildlife Services within APHIS on the feral pig front.
Finally, she says that traceability is something that the National Pork Producers Council is working on, and while that may be a separate effort, they say it does complement the Red Book as well. For years, as they've been looking for the traceability of live swine at the state and federal level, and have found ways to improve the process.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the cash crops aren't growing in the fall and spring, protect the soil with a cover crop. Cereal rye is a good one to start with on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Great time to establish a cover crop in the field after harvest. If you're just getting started with cover crops, work the kinks out with one simple hardy species before moving on to more elaborate cover crop mixes. Jamie Benning is an Extension Water Quality Program Manager at Iowa State University. She recommends planting cereal rye.
It is readily available for farmers. It's a low-cost seed. It performs very well. It overwinters, so you get soil protection and nutrient uptake both in the fall and in the spring. We've had a lot of farmers use it, so we have gathered a lot of input from them and their experiences, and they're able to share those with other farmers. So for all those reasons, that's why we're recommending cereal rye, at least as you get started.
The above-ground biomass protects the soil. As it rains, it holds the soil in place. Below ground, cereal rye has a deep and fibrous root system, which helps break up compaction, improves the soil structure, and hangs on to nitrogen till spring. There's another bonus for livestock producers.
Farmers that have livestock and have the ability to graze those cover crops, they are the ones that can really capture the value pretty immediately with cover crops, and cereal rye being one of those. So it's a great option for farmers that have grazing animals and can utilize those cover crops for forage.
Cereal rye is planted by flying it over the field as the crops are dying down or by drilling it into the soil immediately after harvest. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cereal rye and results of a 9-year study using it as a cover crop at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Friday. Today, final day of trading of the week. We started off kind of mixed on the board, but mostly higher for the grains. We're seeing some dips into the red now for the grain market. Corn and wheat down, mostly lower now. Soybeans a little bit lower as well. See how we close in just a little bit for the final day of the week. In the corn market, we have seen a bit of a drop here. December corn's down 9.5 cents right now at 4.95¾. March corn's down 8 pennies at 5.09, even a bushel. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's down 5 cents at 6.71¼. The March wheat down 4 pennies at 6.80½. Over in the bean market, they're moving further down as well. November soybeans down 13 cents right now at 13.02¾. The January's down 11¼ at 13.20½¢. In the meal market, December soybean meal's down $1.80 at 4.21¢. January's down 3.30 at 4.10¢. A little bit of green in the oil market. December oil up 51 cents at 53.62. January's up 35 cents at 52.88. Real quick in the canola market, November slightly higher by 20 cents at 6.92¢. A little bit of red in the later futures. Finally, cotton market is mostly lower with the cotton down right now for December down $1.91 at 82.36. March down by $1.63 at 84.55. U.S. dollar index today kind of mixed on the board. December's down 14 cents at 105.90. March index is in the green by 8 pennies at 105.73. The euro right now sitting at 106 and the British pound sitting at 121. Not a lot of movement there. 30-year bonds are slightly in the green, sitting at 108.15. The 10-year notes for December are up at 105.30 right now. In the stock market, we are still seeing mostly lower numbers. The Dow Jones currently down 100 points at 33,313. The S&P down 24 points at 42.53. The NASDAQ in the red 96 at 13,089. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Niffert. The K-State College of Agriculture, College of Engineering, and Colleges of Arts and Sciences have come together to launch the Institute of Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics. Kansas State University Precision Ag Engineer A.J. Sharda explains what this new institute is and how it plans to support innovations.
It's an interdisciplinary institute
We are faculty coming from multiple colleges, you know, College of Arts and Sciences, College of Agriculture and Engineering. This institute basically is a collection of faculty members who are really passionate about both digital ag and the advanced analytic component of it. We all believe that going forward, most agricultural problems, challenges, technology innovation, engineering innovation, digital solutions, agronomic solutions need to be interdisciplinary, and none of us can individually provide the best answers or solutions or technologies to the producers.
Research, teaching, and outreach are all important to K-State research and extension, and Sharda says they're also viable to the Institute.
So this Institute, which is formalized at K-State, actually intends to bring a lot more faculty into the fold of the Institute, trying to develop individual verticals where people who are passionate about working in a specific topic, or their passion is to develop teaching programs, you know, workshops, exchanging knowledge, doing outreach to people. So this institute intends to really take the all three components of land grant system, like research, teaching, extension, and go very boldly to tackle all these under the umbrella of, you know, digital ag and advanced analytics.
Sharda shares why they plan to collaborate with private organizations.
Our first biggest goal is to let people know that this institute is there. Let people know that the leadership at Kansas State University is all in about digital ag and advanced analytics. That's important for the state of Kansas. That's important for Kansas State University and for the faculty who really want to develop these disciplines. We want to reach industry, already work with lots and lots of industry partners, but we are looking for one or two very strong strategic industry partners who can become the face for, you know, hand-in-hand development of technologies and innovation and all those solutions.
That was Kansas State University Precision Ag Engineer A.J. Sharda on the Institute of Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics. This interdisciplinary team at K-State plans to work together to help solve challenges for producers. For more information on this institute, visit www.kstate.edu and search Digital Ag Institute, or visit www.da3symposium.com. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Kansas's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.